It was day 11 of the Israeli military offensive in Gaza. Israeli warplanes, tanks, and artillery struck at targets throughout the densely populated strip of land and in several instances hit UN-run schools. Local medics say artillery or tank shells hit a school in the Jabalia refugee camp. John Ging from the UN Relief and Works Agency in Gaza said the school was clearly marked as a UN compound.
The school in Jabalia is a preparatory girls' school in normal circumstances. Again, very visible, clearly marked building, as all of our buildings are. And as I said already, we provided the GPS coordinates to the Israeli military, updated regularly with them this year again. So they're fully familiar with where our locations are, and again, flag flying there.
Several hundred people had taken shelter in the school to try to escape the Israeli attacks. Israeli military officials say they believe militants were using the school to fire upon Israeli troops. UN officials say thousands of Palestinians have been seeking shelter in schools throughout Gaza from the ongoing shelling, airstrikes and bombardments. In Gaza, International Red Cross spokesman Iyad Nasser says the situation is dire.
The situation is becoming unbearable and more casualties are being affected or being seen among the population, the civilian population, including paramedics, including hospitals and ambulances.
But there's no indication Israel is ready to call off its campaign despite growing international pressure to do so. Israeli leaders say their offensive is aimed at stopping Hamas rocket attacks on southern Israel. Hamas military leaders say they'll fight the Israeli forces in every street, alley, and house. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.